The Blue Mountains Tree Trust is encouraging council to continue to collaborate to protect local community trees. Tree Trust Coordinator Betty Moos was a delegation at council's meeting on February 13. She urged council to continue the town's efforts to preserve and protect trees across the town. The trust was established with the vision of preserving and extending the natural life of significant, important trees in the town of the Blue Mountains. They accomplish this vision by contracting an arborist to work on older, significant trees in town to help the trees survive and keep growing. Moos urged council to continue with important work to preserve trees in the community, including development and implementation of tree protection bylaw and best practices for town construction projects, completion of inventory and development of canopy enhancement plan, including street trees, resourcing for ongoing care of trees and new tree planting, including nursery. Moos said the trust had run three important programs in 2022, including 2 days of tree planting on the Georgian Trail, tree planting in local parks, and the group sold 50 sugar maple trees to local residents for planting. She said the organization has received support from the business and service club community. "The community support was exceptional," said Moos, who thanked town staff for their support and assistance. "It's very much been a collaboration." Moos urged the new council to continue the work of the previous council to establish rules to protect trees. "It's important the town follow through on the implementation of a tree preservation bylaw," she said. Director of Community Services Ryan Gibbons told council that staff have worked closely with the trust on various projects. "It's been a great journey for me and the town," said Gibbons. "We have great dialogue. We're working together to try and achieve the same goal." Gibbons also said town staff are working on a plan to bring on a summer student this year to help on a tree inventory and resourcing plan. Deputy Mayor Peter Bourdignon said the tree preservation bylaw, which was put on hold by the previous council, is on the agenda for the current council to consider. "There is still work to be done. We want to make sure everybody, all the partners, have a fresh look at this," he said.